Thousands on the streets of the Mexican capital.
Mexico!
It's one of the largest pro-democracy demonstrations in years.
Today we all come together because we want to defend democracy.
Protests against a proposed change to the country's electoral system took place in more than a dozen Mexican cities. Critics say the changes threaten the independence of Mexico's National Electoral Institute, or INE, which oversees federal elections.
Many people are worried about the path our democracy is taking. We are worried if our country is going to end up as other countries like Venezuela.
Mexico!
The protests in Mexico City was the largest to date against the electoral reforms.
The changes being proposed by Mexico's president are part of a broad set of reforms that encompass everything from the implementation of electronic voting machines to a reduction in the number of seats in Mexico's Congress. Critics, however, say that under the surface, the proposed reforms have the potential to undermine democratic institutions in Mexico.
For his part, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says his reform is aimed at reducing election costs and increasing transparency, and says the protests are fueled by his political opponents.
People should not be fooled. They should know that this march is a demonstration against our government because of our policies.
While some warn the proposed reform puts too much power in the hands of federal government, constitutional experts say the country would benefit from certain changes, so long as the plans are discussed openly within Mexico's Congress.
From my point of view, as long as the reform is debated in legislative space with participation from the public, the integrity of the INE, National Electoral Institute, is not in danger. In fact, the INE has been modified in the past, just as life in Mexico has also been modified over time.
Though presidential elections in Mexico are still 2 years away, political observers say the latest demonstrations are evidence of growing political polarization, with many in the country seeing the next elections as a battle over the future of Mexican democracy. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.